Back in 1925, as I referred to earlier, it was still all pretty much up in the air. One of the peculiar things, anybody knows the area here, for example, Inishowen, or those from the Diocese of Derry, it was always looked on as the hinterland of Derry, but it was so close to being absorbed into the UK as we know it now, into the six counties. You know, that had the boundary of the Swilly, of course, which made it all attractive as well. Plus the fact that another addition to that there would have been the seaports of the Swilly. You know, and why they didn't take Inishowen, which I'm pretty certain they could have at the time when they were drawing that boundary. And I would hazard a guess that it was simple demographics. It was the population of Inishowen was too great. You could follow that on now by saying, what difference would that have made today if they had went for a land grab rather than a population grab? You know, things may have come to a head an awful lot sooner in Northern Ireland, as we know it. There's other aspects of where I was reared, particularly in Calais, where, you know, as the border was heading down south towards Barnsmore Gap in that area, you had the Foyle as a natural boundary. But where did they draw the line? You know, generally they used streams. And a great example of just where they drew the streams. Anybody familiar there with the Calais Reservoir, locally known as the Basin? The boundary actually splits that reservoir, that lake, in two, and follows on a stream on up around the Glentown, the hill there around the Hollywell Hill. You would really need to know the ground once you're in the open moorland, but there's definitely a little raised, a mirroring, a ditch on top of the bare hill that they used. But funnily enough, that little ditch that they used was first put in place in 1620 by the Chichester land acquisition. You know, and you know where to look at it. It's just a fascinating subject to study the border. You know, of your own locality, and you can see where they've used. And now, in our case, this immediate area we're in tonight, in Muff, you see it's actually a roadway they've used, right through from Ballyarnet, right through to the Culmore. Now, although you may say Inishowen escaped, if you like, being swallowed up by the six counties, but historically and traditionally, there's still 20 square miles of Inishowen in the UK now, as we know it. So I would say when they finished that boundary, they finished in a rush.